Welcome, friends. This is Stephanie Parrish, your host and your voice of hope and healing on the Vitality Health Show. We're so happy to have you here with us today. We have got an amazing, amazing show. Before we get started, though, I do want to thank our sponsors, how much we appreciate them. Please take a look and a listen to our sponsors because they really, really are amazing and we couldn't do the show without them. So please take a look at them and support them. So we're going to go ahead and move right on to our show. I'm really excited about this. This is a new friend of mine that I've just met and have been introduced to him. This is Kyle Z or Zagrowski. Is that close?
That's correct. You got
okay.
It.
Okay. Woo! I've been working on that one all morning. Anyway, we're super excited to have him here. He is the owner and the CEO of OsteoStrong. And OsteoStrong, something I was just introduced to this last week, and it's a groundbreaking health and wellness system designed to provide musculoskeletal strength conditioning in less than 10 minutes per week. I think that is absolutely fascinating. And as we were talking a little bit before, he's got a very long resume of incredible things. So I don't want to take the time from him. I want him to be able to tell us what he's been doing, how he got into this, all these wonderful things. We've got lots of listeners out there, Kyle, and they all want to know like I do. So I'm going
to
turn that over to you.
Okay. Well, I'm what you would call a bootstrap entrepreneur, have been my whole life, which is another way of saying I get an idea for a business, I fund it myself, and I go. And I've done that since I was 18 years old. And I originally stumbled across Dr. John Jaquish, who had created a prototype of what is we use in OsteoStrong now. And it was this device, and he was giving a lecture on it and trying to educate people about it. And I sat there in total amazement as what it is that it actually achieved for people. And my takeaway was, if this actually does what he says it does, this is going to utterly change the way that people strengthen their muscles, their bones, their ligaments and tendons in an extraordinary way. Because as you stated, you're in an OsteoStrong for maybe 15 minutes, but in reality, you're doing about 60 seconds of effort. You don't even get your heart rate up. Wow. Don't get fatigued or sweaty, don't need any special gym clothes, but the results were nothing I'd ever heard of before. And one of the things that I had done with my wife is we used to own 9 fitness centers. So I knew a lot about the fitness industry. I also own a software company. And so I knew about technology, I knew about software, I knew about managing teams and all this kind of thing. And I'm sitting there looking at this thinking, oh my gosh, this is the most amazing thing I've ever heard. But I also had this feeling of fear because it was so weird. And nothing anybody ever heard of before. I thought if I don't get out in front of this and help this get to the world, it's just going to end up in the dustbin of history. And I took Dr. Jaquish out to dinner that night and we had a conversation. I said, listen, this is your prototype. How many of these machines do you have out there? He said, about 20. I said, okay. I said, who are you selling them to? He says, oh, you know, gyms, chiropractors, you know, whoever will buy it. And I said, I understand. I said, my guess is after 30 days of buying one of these devices, no one really uses it. And he says, what do you read my emails?
Oh.
And I said, no one understands it. No one's going to believe that something that takes 60 seconds of effort one day a week is actually going to produce any meaningful result.
Wow.
But what we have been seeing and what the research is showing is that nothing in the world even comes close at developing superior bone strength and density, muscle strength. It alleviates joint and back pain for almost everybody, including me in my story. And it radically improves physical balance and agility and posture. And it just does
wow.
all those things. Like, it just sounds like snake oil. Like, no one's going to believe this. And very much that was the experience we had in about the first 5 years of operations, of just trying to get people to believe that this actually worked. Now, the good news is people generally see results in, you know, in certain areas. So it's bone, muscle, pain, balance, and posture. And
wow.
People are going to notice effects in their pain, balance and strength, physical strength, very quickly within anywhere from 1 to 5 or 6 sessions. You start, balance is greatly improved, strength is returning, pain is gone. It's really kind of wild in the way that it works.
Wow.
And so, and initially we got this big pushback from the medical community. Now, Wolf's Law is this thing that's taught in medical schools, which was discovered by Dr. Julius Wolf in the 1890s, where he found out that if you push and put enough pressure on the human body, it's going to respond by making your bones stronger. And that's basically what we were doing in a very extreme way to get the result we get. And it's safe and it doesn't hurt or anything like that. But so you'd explain this to physicians and they'd be like, that makes sense. And then they wouldn't refer anybody.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't until their patients started reversing osteoporosis or seeing dramatic increases in bone density without medication that we started getting referrals. Now we have hundreds of referring physicians around the world. You know, I've been doing this for 12 years now. So it took that long to just to get the momentum and get the believability. And then we've also funded several studies, but I think people like to pick on doctors or pharmaceutical companies and this kind of thing. And I'm not really about that. And truth be known, I wouldn't be alive today if it wasn't for pharmaceuticals, because I had pneumonia 4 times when I was a little kid and strep throat, these kind of things. And had I not had, you know, access to doctors, and now that I have 3 sons, you know, you're going to the emergency room. If
right. You go.
Without the medical community, we'd be in a real heap of trouble. So
agreed.
I was listening to a podcast this weekend, in fact, and it kind of helped you understand why the medical industry is the way that it is. But it was about this woman who she got her PhD when she was like 21 years old, got bit by a tick, got Lyme's disease.
Wow.
And for the next 15 years, she was in pain, weak, and it got so bad. She just wanted to die. She was like, I'm done. She couldn't do anything without a caregiver and this kind of thing. Went out on a walk with her caregiver. Ended up stumbling into a swarm of killer bees. She was in California, ended up getting stung like 100 times. And on top of that, she was allergic to bee stings.
Oh my goodness.
The caregiver, don't even take me to the hospital. I just want to go home and die. It was that's just kind of how done she was.
Yeah.
So no judgment. We could all imagine situations where we'd want to check out, and she was definitely there. But the next day she started feeling better. And after 2 or 3 days recovering from the bee stings, her Lyme disease was completely gone. As it turns out, bee venom kills the bacteria that causes Lyme's disease. And now she's become this big advocate for treating Lyme's disease using bee venom. Now, the reason why I tell that story is because there's an industry that has emerged over the past 10 plus years called biohacking.
Yeah.
And the essence of biohacking is, how do I get a result based upon science that gives me the outcome with the least amount of effort that I want? And the reason for that is the medical industry, hospitals, doctors, pharmaceuticals, all these kind of things, it's highly regulated, very bureaucratic. And since we live in such a litigious society, it's very slow to change. That's right. Why there's terms like standard of care. Standard of care means that it's been well vetted, that everybody signed on to it, and everybody can implement a particular standard of care for something, disease state or whatever, and it's not going to get anybody in trouble, right? And so by its very nature, large size, highly regulated bureaucratic system, we need it, but it's not very responsive or nimble. So consumers, people like me and you, we're out there thinking, hey, I've got this issue, or I've got this outcome that I want. I can go read science, right? Mm-hmm. I can go figure this out. There are people who've gone out there and created podcasts like yourself, and you're trying to go out there and communicate information to the world. Like, hey, this is what people are doing naturally, and people are getting results from it. And so that's why that industry exists. It's why OsteoStrong exists, because we're seeing these results where we've seen people increase bone density by 30, 40, 50% coming out of osteoporosis. They're in their 70s and 80s and have the bone density of a 30-year-old, right? And so there are things out there that work. And so we just invested in a lot of research. We had a large research project that we invested in Greece by the number one cited endocrinologist in the world. He's this big researcher guy. We invested in a large research project up in Sweden, and we did that right before COVID, and then COVID happened and threw all the research into tizzy. No one could get it done, and then had to restart after COVID. But the good news is the studies have completed and will be publishing probably Q1 of next year. It's hard to give a date on those things. It's got to go through peer review and all that kind of thing. Right. But Dr. George Korosos, the Greek researcher, he published the abstract from one of the things that he was testing in his studies. Now, OsteoStrong does a lot of things. This actually does another thing that I didn't mention on there. It helps to lower A1C for people who are concerned about blood glucose levels or trying to lose weight. It does metabolic reconditioning, and I can explain how that works in just a minute. But the studies that are about to publish focused on not only bone density, and we looked at two areas of bone density, trabecular and cortical bone, which is both the inside and the outside of the bone. Medications that people take, like bisphosphonates, only affect the outside of the bone, and you can only take those for about 4 years. So they looked at inside of the bone, outside of the bone, A1C, balance, and strength. So those were the different areas that are being studied. And the abstract that published in the Greek study and was presented to 7,000 endocrinologists in June in Chicago at the Endo event there, it far out surpassed the results from bisphosphonates. So they were like 180% better result in the lower lumbar of the spine than bisphosphonates in the cortical or outside of the bone, and a 200% better result than in the trabecular bone, because bisphosphonate just doesn't affect that.
So let me ask you a question that's coming to my mind right now. Is this helping people with like the lower lumbar, that like they're having to have surgeries, they're having to have all this crazy stuff, people with stenosis, different things like that? Are you noticing anything like that?
Stenosis is a little bit different. Stenosis is really a thinning of the spine, the spinal cord. And so I'll explain how it helps with joint and back pain, and that'll help you understand. So it will help support that. It wouldn't cure something like that. That's a little bit of a unique, but things like bone spurs and degenerative discs and herniated discs. And we have people with all these kinds of problems that just don't need them.
So many. I've got so many clients that come in with those.
My father's knees hurt him so bad. He's in his 80s. When he rolls over at night, it wakes him up. He had gone and done two sessions at OsteoStrong, and his knees just stopped hurting him. He's like, I'd drive 100 miles to do this. And so with me and my story, I'm 54 years old. When I started this company, I had a T-score on a DEXA scan, which is how we measure the density of bone, of like a -1, which is, you know, about 40 years old. I was a little low for my age, but I had a chronic joint and back pain for 20 years from my neck, my lower back, my right shoulder, my right elbow, my hips, my knees. They cracked when I went down the stairs. That was me at 40.
Wow.
And so my bone density got low because I couldn't even work out, because I'd get migraine headaches every other week. It was pretty bad. I would take 15 to 20 Advil probably a week. I didn't even think twice about it anymore, because I could feel them coming on. And if I didn't hit the migraine before it happened, I was done. Today I'm 54 years old. I have a greater than a +1 T score, which is like a professional 25-year-old athlete, like a football player, a rugby player. And I have no joint and back pain. In fact, my joint and back pain went away after about 6 or 7 sessions. I mean, nothing. I never take Advil anymore. And when I was 40, I was thinking I will be dead in my 60s because I'm incapable of exercise. I'm taking all this Advil. This is going to affect me somehow. I need to make sure my house is in order. Couldn't throw a ball with my kid. Couldn't take a walk around the neighborhood with my wife. Couldn't sit on an airplane without getting, I would get claustrophobic and sweat, because I knew that if I couldn't get up and walk around and move my back, it would mean by the time this plane lands, I'm going to have a migraine headache. So I traveled everywhere with Advil and all this kind of stuff. And in fact, it was a plane ride, a long flight before when I realized my pain was gone, because the plane was coming in for a landing after it was a 4 or 5 hour flight. And I'd forgotten to recline my seat and didn't move for the entire flight. And I was like,
wow,
oh my gosh, the pain is gone. Now, how that works generally,
Kyle, let me stop you for just a second. We got to take our first break. I'm so, my brain is just going on fire here. I've got so many questions I want to ask you. So let's take our first break here, and we'll come back and pick that right up where you didn't even realize you weren't in pain. I love that. So hold on just a minute. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. We are so excited to have you with us. We are having an amazing discussion with Kyle Z. I'm sorry about that. Kyle Z. We are having so much fun. My mind is just on fire right now. I've got so many questions because he's just telling me how he took this big long flight, didn't he realize he wasn't in pain anymore? This is something that my husband deals with a lot. And this is why I'm just like, ooh, maybe this is something that we need to look even closer into. So pick it up from there where you realized you had just been on this long flight and no pain.
It was amazing. I remember, that was only after like 5, 6, 7 sessions. I don't even really remember when the pain was gone because I had it everywhere and you just live with it and you just accommodate it. And then it doesn't really occur to you like, wait a minute, I don't remember being in pain. Pain, they say, has a short memory.
Right.
So when it's gone, you kind of just forget about it. In fact, I probably would be even forgetting about it now, except I end up having to tell the story to people. So I'm reminded about it. So the way that works, how does OsteoStrong even do all this stuff?
Exactly. That was my question.
And then I'll get into like, how does it help with joint? Like, why does this work for joint and back pain? Well, as it turns out, and it's been known for a long time, like you have all these natural adaptive responses that happen automatically within your human body constantly. So like if you walk into a dark room, your pupils will automatically dilate. If you go outside on a hot summer day, you're going to do anything, you're going to start sweating as your body attempts to regulate its temperature. So these are types of natural adaptive responses. Now we've known that the human body responds to pressure. What we do at OsteoStrong is we just create a sufficient pressure to trigger your central nervous system to start laying down density and strength in both bone and muscle tissue, ligament and tendon as well. And so once you trigger that, just like walking into a dark room to get your pupils to dilate, once you trigger it, your body just starts doing the work for you. Mm. So we measure how much stronger people get when they come into OsteoStrong. And we looked at, about 500 people with an average age of 52 over 4 years, saw a 290% increase in the amount of strength they had and can impose on the machine. Now, when Dr. Jaquish first had the idea to create this, it was because his mother had osteoporosis. She was in her 70s and she was scared and kind of a hypochondriac. So she's like, I'm gonna die, right? And so osteoporosis is a thing. I don't like calling it a disease. There are many things that are called diseases that aren't. That's for different reasons. But what I'm gonna get into those reasons, it's really a deconditioning of bone, and anything that could be deconditioned can be reconditioned.
Right.
And so when he was started his research, like, okay, how does bone remodel? How does it get stronger? What do I do? And he found that gymnasts actually have the highest bone density on average than any other class of athlete. And it's not because they work out any harder than other athletes. It's so when they go spinning through the air and they hit the ground, they're creating many multiples of their body weight. And that level of force is triggering that adaptive response in the brain to tell their body to automatically start doing this. The problem that gymnasts face is that the impact is not really good for your joints. It's good to trigger this thing called osteogenesis and all this kind of stuff, build density in your muscle fibers and all that, but it's not very good for your joints. So when he told his mom, well, I figured out, you just got to become a gymnast. She wasn't very good.
she didn't appreciate that. Huh?
No. So he's like, well, how could I emulate high impact force without the impact? And so that was the mindset that he actually went after, is creating devices that gets you into your most biomechanically strong position so that you can self-impose slowly and create a level of force that's sufficient to trigger osteogenesis. Because like I said, Dr. Julius Wolf discovered Wolf's Law. But the challenge with that is, he says, you know, sufficient amount of pressure builds bone density. What we never knew was, what is sufficient? What is the minimum dose response of pressure needed to trigger this effect? And so there was a brilliant researcher by the name of Dr. Kevin Deer, who in 2012, he decided to go and try to find out what that minimum dose responsive pressure is. And he had a very interesting idea. So he took these accelerometers and he attached them to the hips of people. And then he measured how many multiples of body weight that they were able to generate through various activities, impact and otherwise. Wow. And what he discovered is what I call the boiling point of water as it relates to building bone density. He found that subjects could not trigger osteogenesis or the development of new bone unless they experienced a minimum of 4.2 multiples of their own body weight.
Wow.
And so you just take your own body weight, multiply it times 4.2, and that's how much force you need. And it's pretty hard to do, right?
Yeah.
And definitely. So, and not very safe. And so I attached an accelerometer to my hip and was jumping around to see how hard it would be for me to do this.
Yeah.
And it was very difficult. I got close to it a couple times. I even jumped off a counter onto a concrete floor and it hurt. And I didn't get it. Now, if I were to take a solid object and just drop it like 20 inches and when it hit the ground, it would actually generate 4.2 multiples of your body of its own weight. But we are equipped with these things called shock absorbers. There are knees and our hips. And so they flex so to take the shock out. So when I jumped off the counter back here, in fact, it was this counter right behind me. When I jumped off the counter, I actually got less force because my central nervous system said, "Hey, dummy, this is going to hurt."
Yes.
And so I flexed more than I tried not to. But I couldn't do it. And so I do many multiples of my body weight now on the device that strengthens your lower extremities and hips. Like I can do probably 20 times my body weight on that now or more.
Wow.
So I just, now I can,
I'm sitting here picturing that you jumping off of there or me or anybody else jumping off of there and snap goes the ankles.
Yeah, ankles and back, you're going to fall down and break other stuff.
Yeah.
And so this is a huge problem. Like osteoporosis and osteoporotic fractures are massive issue. Like we have breast cancer awareness month. You know, at the filming of this, we are knee deep in breast cancer awareness month. And the reason why is cancer is A, scary, and B, we all know somebody who's had breast cancer, and then it happens because it's kind of random. You can get it when you're young, you can get it when you're old, and you're dealing with this.
Yeah.
A hip fracture over the age of 65 has a higher mortality rate over 2 years than that of breast cancer. There was a meta study that I read about a year and a half ago that showed that the costs, there's the direct costs on treating osteoporotic fractures combined between the United States, Canada, and all of Europe is about $5 to $6.5 trillion a year. It is extraordinary. Now, there's something else that's a little bit probably even more disturbing, is that studies have shown that human beings have been on a steady decline of bone density since 1900. And that has continued. It wasn't just like, okay, we went from the industrial age and now we're in the information age and people just start sitting around. No, they actually did another study in 2004 and compared the DEXA scans of women in their mid-50s to their mother scans 30 years before and found that women even over the past 30 years have lower bone density than even their moms. So as society is continuing to lose bone density, and you add on top of that, that if you've had COVID is shown to cause a precipitous drop in bone density. COVID, natural decline, cost of treating osteoporosis. In 50 years, we won't have a society sufficient to sustain itself economically. Not only the medical costs be exorbitant, but the productivity of people will go down a lot.
And so what do you think? What do you think? Let me ask you, Cal, what do you think is creating so much of that? I mean, I know COVID's done a number on everybody, but what else?
Yeah, there's generally two things, in my opinion. One, it's lack of activity. And so people don't move around as much, especially when they're young. So people are really laying down, putting on a lot of bone density and muscle strength between 18 to 25, 30 years old. And you really hit peak bone mass at the age of 30. because your body's got all these human growth hormones and it's just growing like crazy and all the things. Right. Plus we're a lot more active. So we are a lot less active as a society than we've ever been. Just so we don't need to move, right? We're
computer, phones, everything. You know, yeah, exactly.
Well, we're also calorie consumers and calorie conservers, pain avoiders and pleasure seekers. And so if you take away the need for a tiger to go hunt and you just keep feeding it, you'll have a fat tiger.
Yeah.
And so it, you know, we don't like activity. If we don't have to do it, we won't do it. It's called human nature. It's called DNA. And so we're going to conserve calories. And so people don't like to do those kind of things. Good thing about us, go to OsteoStrong, you don't really burn calories. You're going to recondition your metabolism, increase bone density, get a lot stronger, mm-hmm. get rid of your joint and back pain, all those things. But it's easy. Like we see almost 100% of our members every single week across the world. So there's about 200 OsteoStrong locations right now. And everybody comes in because it's no big deal. It's like, I could wear whatever clothes I want and go and do the session. It's not going to make me tired and I can go live my life. You got to get this benefit.
That's amazing.
It's the definition of a biohack. So our goal when you go into OsteoStrong is just to create a level of force that triggers your central nervous system to do the work. And then you're done. You're going to do a session. You're going to be like, I'm not sure if I really even did anything. Oh, you did. And we can prove it. how does it help with joint and back pain? I remember the very first time that I did a session on OsteoStrong, on Jake Wish's prototype, I was scared, honestly, because I thought I'm already in pain. I don't want to trigger a headache. I don't want to make anything worse. And so I did a session. I was like, oh, okay, what's going to happen? And nothing happened. I'm like, okay. Yeah. And I kept on. So what ends up happening? So imagine you have your two fists and you put them together and pretend that's a joint. And the reason why we end up having joint pain typically is that you're impinging a nerve, right? The nerve is going through there and the cartilage is insufficient, or the bone and the ligaments and tendons and muscles around the joint have just become weak over time. So it's not supporting the joint all that well. And so now you have a nerve impingement and it hurts. And so what the bad thing about pain, other than it hurts in the moment, is that you end up abbreviating the activities of your life as you protect yourself from pain or causing more pain. Right. So when I had joint and back pain, I would change the way I would even get out of bed. I would change the way I'd walk. I would hold onto the rails as I'd go up and down the stairs. And so these little minor things that you're doing to edit your life, they start to compound the problem because you're making yourself weaker.
Wow.
And that was my story. So how does this work? So imagine I got my fist together like this, and I've got a nerve that's running between there and it's being pinched. So what ends up happening? I go to OsteoStrong and I'm actually creating load on that joint. And you think, oh my gosh, that's going to hurt. And it doesn't, which is a little bit strange because you think, how is this possible? So what ends up happening is first thing you do is when you force the joint together like that, you'll get a natural decompression because fluid will fill the joint capsule and you'll get like immediate relief. I was taking some people through sessions one time, and there was this guy who was in his 50s and he was a retired hockey player from his earlier days, and he'd already had one hip replacement surgery and he was about to get another one, and he walked with a cane, and he was scared. I said, don't worry about it. Can I do it with a replaced hip or replaced knee? And I said, yes, you could do it. No problem. In fact, it will make it better. So he does a session. He leaves, comes back 30 minutes later, and he'd gone up and he'd walked up and down this two giant flights of stairs like 10 times. And he says, walked up and down those stairs 10 times without my cane. I'm in no pain. How is this even possible?
Wow.
And he's like, I will become your number one product evangelist. And so what ends up happening, so what he experienced was a natural decompression as the joint filled with fluid. Now that's not going to be permanent because that'll eventually leach itself out.
Right.
So if you continue to do sessions, not only do you get that benefit every week, but what you also do is you also start strengthening all the tissue, the ligaments, the tendons, and the muscles around that joint so that when the joint is resting, it actually rests apart because all the tissue can support the joint. And so it's resting apart. And what ended up happening with me is I had all these sports related injuries from my late teens and early 20s. And then boom, decades of joint and back pain. The problem was, is it was getting worse over time. And the reason it was getting worse over time is that my muscles, ligaments, and tendons were getting weaker. So I already had a joint that was out of alignment. I already had nerve impingement and tight muscles and all that as a result. As all the tissue around the joint capsule weakened, it was coming together and putting more and more of a compromising that joint, that my muscles would tighten up. I'd get muscle spasms, which would make it harder to get my back into place and all that kind of stuff. As I started strengthening that, it's gone. Now, if I stopped doing OsteoStrong today and never did it again, the likelihood that I would ever have osteoporosis would be close to zero. Even if I be 95 years old. And the reason why, so you're losing at about, except for women who go through menopause, because during menopause, women will have an accelerated bone loss. But outside of menopause, men and women both lose about 1% bone density per year after the age of 30. Mm-hmm. So if I have gained 40% bone density since I've run this company, or probably more, I haven't checked in a while, that's essentially 40 years of bone density. And so we see people increasing bone density by 3 to 15% per year. And so if you go to OsteoStrong for 3 years, let's say you do an average of 9% per year, that's 27%. You've added 27 years of density to your musculoskeletal system. You may never have to do it again. And so you'd be done. It's like we always learn about supplements or mushroom teas or intermittent fasting, red light therapy, and all these things are good for you. And they all have a measurable health benefit. It can be proven with science. With those things, you have to keep doing them, and you should, right? With OsteoStrong, you do it for 2 to 4 years and you probably never have to do it again.
Do you have some way that you measure? That you measure with your equipment, or how do you know?
With bone density, it's a little trickier because it requires a DEXA scan machine, and those things could range between $60,000 and $85,000.
Oh, that's all okay.
and then there's we just learned recently that there's about 15 or 16 states that you have to be a radiologist under a doctor to administer a scan. The other states don't require that. And so there's more lax measurements, which makes sense because a DEXA scan, while it does use radiation, two types of radiation to measure the density of bone, it's really the equivalent amount of radiation from eating a couple of bananas. It's really small amount of radiation. It's really negligible. So if you're worried about the radiation from bananas, then you've got bigger problems. So
good answer.
So we haven't had them in there. So normally, especially people who are on like Medicare can get a DEXA scan paid for through Medicare about every 2 years. There's different imaging clinics that offer that now. We do have some OsteoStrongs with DEXA scan machines, full ones in there. And we're looking at likely putting in DEXA scan machines and mini OsteoStrongs. That's something we want to check. The other things like strength, the balance, posture, and pain, those are all things that we help monitor within the centers regularly anyway. So yeah, you're going to be getting those five things out of OsteoStrong, and we want to be able to show results in each one of those areas. Sure. You'll generally see results from bone density within 6 to 12 months. So you'll start to see that. Now, bone grows from the inside out. So that's why it just takes a while to show it. So most DEXA scan machines only show the density of the outside or cortical bone and not the inside of the bone. There are devices out there that will do that now. Right. They're just not ubiquitous. They're not everywhere. And part of the reason for that is Medicare used to pay like $250 to a doctor to do a DEXA scan. And that amount's been coming down and down and down over the years. And now they only reimburse like $35, $40. So doctors don't have a financial incentive to go out and buy new equipment.
Right. Makes sense.
The equipment that we're wanting to put in an OsteoStrong, it actually does both trabecular inside and cortical outside of the bone, as well as BMI. So if you're trying to lose weight and you want to keep off the weight, one of the reasons why people gain the weight back is because their insulin receptors and their muscle cells have become dysfunctional over time, either through, you know, generally through poor diet. Mm-hmm. And when you do a session of OsteoStrong and you start noticing strength come back in an extraordinary way, at 54 years old today, I'm much stronger than I ever was. Wow. When I was 25 years old, I am much stronger than that guy. And wow. Most people are, it's not uncommon. But when you're adding density to the muscle fibers, you're also adding new insulin receptors to the muscle cells. At least that's our theory. We haven't biopsied anybody's muscle cells, but there have been, Dr. Jaquish did a study that showed that the drop in A1C using OsteoStrong for 3 months was greater than that of metformin, restricted calorie diet, weight training, or cardiovascular training. So it looks to me that it's likely the most effective way to reduce A1C, to recondition your metabolism. So if you're trying to lose body fat and you want to keep off the body fat, you want to consider adding OsteoStrong because you're going to reestablish your metabolism. So, you know, at 54 years old, I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving. It's kind of one that has a lot of childhood emotions attached to the family,
those things.
So I'm going to eat badly on Thanksgiving Day.
Okay. And, well, on that note, we're going to stop for just a minute, take our next break. We're all going to ponder thinking, eating badly on Thanksgiving and what that looks like. And we can get away with it because you're going to tell us how we can get away with it. And we'll be right back. Okay. Stay tuned. Welcome back. We are having a really amazing conversation here with Kyle. We're talking about actually having a wonderful Thanksgiving dinner and how we can cheat on Thanksgiving and still do what he does and what he offers, because we're all going to cheat anyway, right?
Yes. Most so of us are.
Yeah.
So the weight loss is actually pretty easy to do. And I think people make it a lot more complicated than it has to be. One of the components of weight loss comes from reconditioning your metabolism, and mm-hmm. OsteoStrong will do that. So when you have more muscle strength through OsteoStrong, you're adding likely more insulin receptors. And that's why we see your body's ability to manage glucose. So you get a glucose spike every time you eat any kind of carb, whether it's bread or sugar or whatever. And I love that stuff. But I'm very selective about when I do it. And then I always pay. So I let myself play, but then I pay. And by that, I mean, I'm kind of extreme. I'll do a 48-hour fast. So if I go on the weekend, I just say, you know what, I'm going to just throw caution to the wind and eat whatever. I will then commit to a 48-hour fast. And then during mm-hmm. the week, I'm usually just eating one meal a day, high protein, no carb, or very low carb. Mm-hmm. And that's just what I do. And so when I act badly, and then I just pay. So it's easy to gain a pound when you're over 50. It's also easy to lose a pound. I can lose a pound of fat in 2 day fast. So it's no problem.
But okay, so you did intermittent fasting quite a bit.
It's one of the OsteoStrong and intermittent fasting are two of the best longevity hacks you can do. Intermittent fasting, your system is working less. So whenever you consume food, all your organs are working a lot harder. Your telomeres are getting shorter. You're doing all these things. When you just eat one meal a day, which is what I generally do, mm-hmm. your system is resting, it's repairing, it's relaxing. And then a 48-hour fast completely resets your immune system. Cancer loves glucose and this kind of thing. You just don't give it glucose.
Yeah.
Stop feeding your cancer. And then your chances of getting cancer go down. So if you want to live a long time, intermittent fasting has been shown through many longevity studies to be the number one thing. I don't get sick anymore. When I had COVID, it was a nothing. I mean, it was a slight annoyance for about 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
And then that was it. And so then I do other things too, but intermittent fasting is number one thing. OsteoStrong, just to keep my musculoskeletal system super strong. And then those are two main things. And then what you do, hyperbaric chambers, that if you can do those two, that's exponential results right there.
Oh, it is. We were just talking about this in the break, how hyperbaric does all these wonderful things, and to add the OsteoStrong with it, it's just I'm just going a little bit crazy
also,
right now.
You increase human growth hormone when you go into mm-hmm. hyperbaric chamber as well. And so if you're triggering your central nervous system to grow and you're doing a hyperbaric chamber at the same time, you're going to accelerate your results. And reduce inflammation and all the things like hyperbaric chambers. They're amazing.
They are.
They're really.
They are.
I don't have one in my house yet.
Well, we'll have to talk about that because I get to see miracles every single day, and I'm just so grateful. And all these things that you're talking about are things that I've had come into my clinic. And it's like, oh my goodness, to do the combination would be really mind blowing. Yeah. It'd be really fun to see what results we could get by doing both
of
them.
They'll be great. I already know. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, I do too. I do too. Just talking about this. Awesome. So we've only got a few more minutes. So I want to have you one, tell how we can get hold of you. What's the best way to get hold of you and how to find an OsteoStrong?
Yeah. Just go to the website, osteostrong.me and osteostrong.me. You did ask an interesting question during the break about plantar fasciitis. And yes. then we rabbit trailed into Parkinson's cognitive ability and that kind of thing. I don't know if you want to talk about that or not.
Absolutely. Cause there's so many people. I'm just thinking of three or four of my clients right now that are dealing with plantar fasciitis. I did for a long time, years and years and years ago. It's just extremely painful.
Plantar fasciitis, sciatic nerve, fibromyalgia. We've seen a complete cessation of those things from people after attending OsteoStrong. I'm not saying the cure word. There's no research around that. It's all anecdotal.
Yeah, we can't say those like, anyway.
Yeah, that's all anecdotal. I'm just telling you what we see our members report, and that's been consistent. But we've also seen a massive decline in Parkinson's symptoms. So we've had people with pretty severe Parkinson's coming doing sessions, and then like 80% of their symptoms just go away. It doesn't cure it, but the symptoms are almost completely mitigated to the point where they can live a life, which is, I mean, we see cognitive improvements. We only have theories on why that is, but we see people's cognitive abilities improve as well. So, we're a lot of things that we plan on doing some research on in the future that are pretty amazing.
Right. Right. You know, it's just my favorite thing is the people, their research. You know, when they come in and they're walking, they haven't been walking, or they're talking and they haven't been talking. Or, you know, I've done so many clients over the last 12 years that I just sit there and I think, gosh, dang it, this has just been amazing. You know, so I think with what you do too, just the people going, oh my goodness, I'm out of pain. You know, that if you can get somebody out of pain, you know, you're like the miracle worker.
Well, you allow people, give them physical freedom to live the life that they want to. This guy hired very early on, he came from the gym industry, and he kept trying to refer to OsteoStrong as a lifestyle business. And I said, you know, that's not sitting right with me. Stop saying that. I said, there's no life. You change your lifestyle to do OsteoStrong. You're there 15 minutes, one day a week, and you don't even break a sweat. Don't change your clothes. There's no lifestyle enhancement or change required. I don't want to change anybody's lifestyle. Go live whatever life you want to do. Drink what you want to drink. Eat what you want to eat. I'm not your judge. I just want to enable people to live the life that they want to live. Sure. And then live it with the maximum amount of freedom so that you can go do whatever you want to do. Like if you've got grandkids, or you just want to screw around and enjoy your retirement, or, you know, even athletes coming to OsteoStrong, like the athletic performance improvements are so profound and happen so quickly that I will state that there's going to be two types of athletes in the future. There's going to be ones that go to OsteoStrong and ones that lose. We have people come in and they start breaking their own best records after 4 or 5 seconds, whether it's powerlifting, Ironman athletes, golfers are hitting the ball 10, 15 yards further. It is extraordinary.
Yeah.
That's why it's like when you're like what you do with your hyperbaric chambers, these things are just such the ultimate longevity solutions. And it's not just about living longer. Like, who cares about living longer if your existence is crappy like that?
Right. You got to have the quality of life. Yeah.
You got to have quality of life. If I can live without pain and have my mind functioning and being able to be strong enough to do the things that I want to do, enjoy life, I want to live to be 150 years old. If I'm going to be in pain, bent over like a question mark and all that kind of thing, I'll check out whenever. Right.
Yeah, exactly. So that's a perfect place to stop. Darn it. This time goes so fast. I get so frustrated because I want more. I want more. So again, tell us how to get hold of you. You said osteostrong.me, right?
Yes, osteostrong.me. And that's the way to find out where their locations. If you want to help us expand and evangelize, we are a franchise. So we are always looking for people who are interested in opening a business. If you just want to go in and try it out, a lot of the locations will just let you try a session and see if it's right for you. And we look forward to just shining this light in every way we can around the world. So it's the most gratifying thing I've ever done as a bootstrap entrepreneur. It's the most fun I've ever had.
It's amazing. You know, we're so blessed to be able to help people naturally. That's what this is all about, is finding the natural ways to help the body function correctly and giving people alternatives to surgeries and medications. And as we were talking earlier, that there's a place for that. And we're so very grateful for that. But if we can help people find out brand new places that they may not have to have surgery, they may not have to have drugs, they may not have to have all these things, let their body naturally do what it needs to be doing. And that's what we love. We love that. And I so appreciate you taking the time to come on here. I've got so many more questions, so we'll probably have to do that off the show. But anyway, so thank you, Kyle. Again, it's tell us this website again, osteostrong.me.
That's right? Correct.
Okay. So that's a great name. Perfect name. So thank you again. I want all you guys to listen to this, share it with everybody you can. We want to get this information and this ability out to everybody that we can. That was something that we were just talking about, going, everybody needs to know that this is available and that they can use this. So anyway, thank you so much. We're going to go ahead and close out now, and we love you and appreciate you. And again, all of our wonderful listeners out there, have a happy and healthy day.